Have you ever seen a fight where two people got into a fight, but one just stood there and didn't do anything, didn't try to defend themselves, didn't try to become the aggressor, just stood there while the other person just beat them down? And while they were standing there, they were saying things like, "I'm better than you. I'm going to win. You see, you can't hurt me. You see, I am stronger than you. I am better. I'm the winner." And the last thing that comes out of their mouth before they go unconscious, "See, I told you I was going to beat you." So it is sometimes in the Christian world. Some of us as Christians, we're in a fight for our faith, and we just stand there. And we don't become the aggressor. We don't become the defender. We just stand there and we say things like, "Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world." And we say things like, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." We say things like, "I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only." And we don't do anything. You see, the nature of a fight is such that there are three things that accompany a fight. The first one is conflict. The second one is contention. And the third one is struggle. Whenever there's a fight, there is conflict and contention and finally struggle.
Whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast, thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are Pastors James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino, California at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is being held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursdays in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community. This begins at 9 a.m. And also on the fourth Saturday at 11:30 a.m., we're offering Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. That begins at 11:30 a.m., where the women come together just for moral support, where we love on one another. Now let's take a moment to grab your paper and pen to take notes, because we're going to continue our studies where Pastor James is teaching on the faith fight. God bless.
Y'all with me? Okay, let's go a little bit further. Okay, fight the good fight of faith. Fight, conflict, contention, struggle, fight, conflict, contention, struggle. Say it with me. Fight.
Fight.
Conflict.
Conflict.
Contention.
Contention.
Struggle.
Struggle.
Say it with me again. Fight.
Fight.
Conflict.
Conflict.
Contention.
Contention.
Struggle.
Struggle.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. Conflict. To compete with. The faith fight is a competing. You're going to compete with something for your faith. Conflict. Contention. Match forces against. You ever tried to tug of war? If it doesn't tug of war, you pulling, they pulling.
Right.
So it's a war going on. It's a fight thing. You pulling and they pulling, and you find there's a resistance again. If you was pulling and nobody's pulling, you just walk right on over here. It'd be just as easy. Just walk right on over. Sometimes when the other side let go, you fall down because you're pulling so hard.
Yep.
Something is contending with you. There's an adversary that's contending against you. There's a force holding on to the other end of the rope. Making sense? So if there's a force holding that end and you got this end, you're going to have to pull. Making sense? Okay. Struggle. Fervent striving. Somebody say laboring hard. Fervent striving. Laboring hard. Working with it. Struggling with it. Wrestling with it. You know, because we have done this thing to faith, we've glorified it and made it seem like it's such a wonderful, easy thing to do. And it just belongs to us because now we've accepted Jesus as our Lord. It does belong to us. But you do have to fight. Is this making sense? Because faith that's dead does not help nobody. Ooh, dead faith does not help. Not only do it not help you, it don't help nobody. What? Three words. Fight, finish, and keep. I want to write them down. Fight, finish, and keep. Three words. Fight, finish, and keep. Fight a good fight. Fighting a good fight speaks to your character. Which character do you have? Character is the ability to fight under pressure. Y'all with me?
Yes.
The ability to fight under pressure. The ability to fight in the struggle. The ability to fight anyway. Character. Strength. Personal strength. Go fight anyway. Having done all to stand there for speaks to your character. Making sense? My God's going to supply. I don't see a need met nowhere. My God's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Speaks to your character. Can you stand on that when it's not met? Character. After you get through shouting, character. Running around the church, getting the chairs out of line. Character. Walk out the door, character. You get home with your kids, character. On your job, character. Can you stand up under pressure? Job market tore up. Can't find a job nowhere. Character. Can you trust? Did somebody say you got to trust God? Fight. 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 Somebody say you got to fight. Fight, baby. Fight. Finish. Finish my course. Finish my course. No stopping in the middle of the stream. Speaks to your word. If I told God I was going to run from him, for him, Mike. Not from him, but for him. I did tell him at one time, I was running from him at one time. He finally caught up with me and hemmed me up, and I told him I would run for him. Now it speaks to my word. Can I do what I said? He'll help me if I'm willing to do it. He'll help me. Is this making sense? Competence. The ability to finish. Be good at it. Work at it until I get good at it. Finish the job. No stopping in the middle of the stream. No quitting. I'm going to finish this out. Y'all see that?
Yes.
Competence. Competence. One of the laws of teamwork is the law of accountability, and it speaks to character, competence, and consistency. Okay, it speaks to your character and your competence and your consistency. Your team can't depend upon you if your character is off or your competence level is down and you're not consistent. The team can't depend upon you. You're not countable. They can't count on you. Is that making sense? A team is a group of people that count on each other. Okay, we count on one another. But if there's somebody on the team whose character is not good, we know already if it get hard for them, they ain't going to be able to handle it. Okay, if their competence is bad, then they're not good at it. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Quarterback that can't throw the ball. May have great character, but he can't throw. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Wrong job. Wrong job. That's the wrong job for him. If he can't throw the ball and can't remember the plays, you're not a good quarterback. You might have great character, but you're not good at the job. Does that make sense? Because your competence level is down. That's why we got to get in God's word and fight the fight so we can get good at fighting the fight of faith. Because we need competence. We need the ability to do this. Is this making sense? Okay, so, and that speaks to finishing my course. I got to finish. If I'm not good at it, I'm never going to finish. Not going to finish. Something's going to take me out. Is that making sense? Okay, the other thing here is keep the faith. Look at somebody say consistency. Keep the faith. Keep it until you take your last breath. What does that mean? That means your fight goes until you breathe your last breath. If we could just be real with the church, so the church have proper realistic expectation, they can fight then. But sometimes we get caught up into this have it and grab it and name it and claim it and all of those kinds of things. Overnight stuff and boats and yachts and all of that. I ain't speaking against that. There's nothing wrong with those. It's always nice to have nice things. Okay. But the reality in the Christian life is that it is a fight. It is a fight. So if I can just get to at least through to center of Christ, the expectancy of fighting. So that we have a realistic look at what we're doing here. We're not just floating around. We're not floating on no clouds. We're down here on earth, and we're here with dominion over the earth. And God expects something from us that have this dominion. And part of what we get to do for God has to do with us and our fight with faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today. And we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.